You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Oh, St. Patrick's Day in a few days. It can spin into a whole weekend, can it? Especially when it falls on a Saturday, as it does this year. So we thought we'd deliver to you a very rockin' Irish band that's playing a few different venues this weekend. Bring on the Pikeys. In fact, we just brought them into the studio. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. This band has been together since 2010, about to release a new album with, by the way, some gorgeous artwork on there. Congratulations, everybody.
Thanks to Brian Watts.
Oh.
Bougie on that one.
Okay, Brian, our banjo player, right? Yeah, good job. You're all set up and sound checked, so officially, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Ben Mency is the lead singer and co-founder with Mike Dalton. You want to lean in and introduce everybody in the band?
Sure. Patrick Hennessy plays the drums, and I myself am the singer. Bougie plays the banjo, Glenn Newport on the bass, Mike Dalton on guitar, and Eric on fiddle.
All right. I said Irish rock, but I see punk rock. I hear Celtic in there. You have a lot happening. Mike, who has the ear for the sound? When do you say we know it's Pikey's music?
Well, I primarily write the music, and then Ben writes all the lyrics. And as far as our sound, when we started, we had a goal that we really haven't, obtained until this lineup. These guys are amazing musicians. And it was to have like a punk rock core, bass, drums, guitar, vocals, and then to have the traditional instruments kind of layering over the top of it, interweaving. And that was really tough because when you have traditional instruments, you can't amplify them as well. And I think we just have some amazing guys now. We've had up to 9 players in our band when we played Harlow's.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen different pictures of the band at different times. There's always a different number, different faces.
Yeah. We've been lucky. We have a lot of friends in the community of musicians. Bob Waller is actually the guy that really kind of gave us our start.
Yep.
And James Wilson has helped us out quite a bit.
Let's listen to a little bit of music from the brand new album. It's released officially on St. Patrick's Day. Well, the night before, March 16th,
at a release show. Yeah, that's our CD release party, and that's going to be at Father Patty's, and that's in Woodland at 435 Main Street, Woodland, California. And we'll be playing there from 7 until 10 p.m.
Okay, so here is from the Sons of War and Whiskey, the Pikeys. That's you, Ben, right?
It is.
On vocals?
Yep.
Okay, I can really imagine you singing a lot about war and murder and drinking and whiskey.
For sure. We've got songs about fighting the English, drinking with the English, murder, love, all that stuff.
So Eric over here is the fiddle player, and you jump in with all these wild guys. Jump over to the mic here for a minute and tell me about learning some of this non-traditional fiddling Irish music.
I don't do it very well. I'm very traditional when it comes to my fiddling, so following Mike on his guitar parts it's been really awesome to do, and it ends up turning out really, really awesome. But it's a it's a different adventure altogether, I will say.
You look a little scared right now, as a matter of fact.
I am. That's just my regular face.
That's how he looked when he came to practice, and he actually, I was asking him to solo, and he's like, yeah, I don't know any scales. He was lying, and it's been a running joke because I believed him because I'm that gullible, and he actually teaches violin, so I think you know a scale or two.
Or
don't
two.
You?
Or
oh,
two.
He tears it up. Yeah. He tears
he does.
It up.
He is, yeah.
And then on the other end of the room, we have Patrick Hennessy, who many people know is married to this lovely, elegant soprano, mm-hmm. Carrie Hennessy, and I can only imagine Carrie and her arias with your punk rock drums in the same household.
It's a challenge, yeah. I mean, we have to share the music room all the time. You know, so if I have something that I have to practice or work on, I always have to get permission from Mrs. Hennessy first.
All right. Who has the Irish accent and heritage in this room? I thought I heard a little bit there, Patrick. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if any of us have an accent, but I think we're all at least a tiny bit Irish.
Okay.
I would say none of us are full-blooded, but we really enjoy it. It's
Patrick's pretty close.
Patrick yeah, has a lot.
But yeah, not 100% though.
Yeah. Glenn, and, do you have nothing green in your blood?
If I could say real quick that Carrie Hennessy has given myself and Mike both vocal lessons.
Yeah.
Mostly to help me save my voice because I do sing with a lot of, I don't know what you call that. But
this is a hidden talent of Carrie's to do metal
sure.
singing lessons.
Yeah. No, she's taught me how to sing right. and not blow my voice out in an hour. You know, so.
Yeah, there's a song on the album called Battle that I dedicated to my brother who fought in Desert Storm. Mm-hmm. And when he came back, I could never find him. And it's a really tough vocal because there's a lot of emotion. Carrie really helped me with that. I mean, she just, you know, both Patrick and Carrie have been so kind to, you know, give us so much help.
Well,
and she's amazing.
Thank you to your brother for his service, too.
Thank you.
All right, guys, I'm ready for some music. How
All
about
right.
it?
Okay.
Okay, are we going to hear something from the new album?
We are. Yes, it's Botany Bay is the name of the song. And it's a traditional song, but it's got a little pikey flair to it.
Okay, so let me tell you, the Pikeys are playing March 16th, starting at 6 p.m. at Father Patty's Public House. That's in Woodland, and that's the album release party. Then they will be at Malt and Mash on St. Patrick's Day from 5 to 7, March 17th. And then later that same night, St. Patrick's Day night, at Fox and Goose from 8:30 till midnight. Here they are in our studio performing live, the Pikeys.
Two, three. Farewell to your bricks and mortars. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks and your hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin, she's lying at the cave. For to take your pet with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Up one me way down to the quay, where the good ship lies at bay, to command the gang of navvies I was told to engage. And I thought I'd stop to drink a while before I went away, for to take a trip on an emigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortars, farewell to your dirty lies, farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin, she's mad at the cave, for to take off that with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. The boss came up this morning, says, well, Pat, don't you know? Well, you better get those navvies out, or I'm afraid you'll have to go. And I asked him for me wages, demanded all my pay. And I told him straight, gonna immigrate to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your rigs and mortars, farewell to your dirty lies, farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks, and the hell and your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin, she's lying at the cave, for to take a plant with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
is lying at the gate. For to take the bat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Boggy Bay.
Music from the Pikeys. There's a little bit of pirate in there, isn't there? Ah, yes. They are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with shows Friday night at Father Patty's Public House, Saturday in Sacramento at Malt and Mash, 5 to 7, and Fox and Goose, 8:30 to midnight. You worked a long time on this album, right? It was a quick recording.
Yeah, it was 9 months, so it's our baby for sure.
It is your baby. And it goes from serious to really rowdy.
It does. Yeah, it kind of starts off lively and a little lighthearted, and then the second half of the album gets a lot more serious than the first part.
I so appreciate how in shape you are for this, that you're standing up there yelling and playing, and then you just sit back down. And it isn't like you just ran a 10K or anything, and although it should be. Speaking of running, you are going to be at the Shamrock Half Marathon.
That was actually last weekend.
Oh, it was?
And we were.
Okay.
We were on Broadway on the side of the road, and as the folks were running by, we were cheering them on and playing the music to keep their step up. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Jerry Perry for that. He's been a longtime friend of mine. And so thank you, Jerry.
Jerry does a lot with music and musicians in this town.
And he's a great one to talk to. He's got some real good stories.
All right. When you finally got in the studio to record, and by the way, where did you record the album?
We recorded at J Street Recordings. We worked with the very brilliant Jack O'Donnell. It's Brian Wheat's studio from Tesla fame.
Mm-hmm.
Just an amazing experience there. The amount of work that Jack put into this album really shows. It's so just polished, punchy, and amazing. And I think that also one of the things that really helps this album was we had the Champagne Room treatment with the mastering, which is Larson Mastering. And we had Reuben Cohen do that. And he's worked on the Black Panther soundtrack.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Wonder Woman. He worked with Pharrell. He did Happy. So we were just very blessed.
It's a beautiful album. The sound is great. So that's Ben Mency, Mike Dalton, you were just hearing, Glenn Newport, Patrick Hennessy, Brian Watson, and Eric Stillebauer. They are the Pikeys. All right, guys, what's your lucky charm going into St. Patrick's Day?
Guinness.
Yeah, drink plenty of whiskey for sure, yeah.
Right, there they are. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Beth. Good luck with the album.
That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Chris Remington, and Cody Drabble. We had help from DeAndre Pasquini. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer, Anthony Van Hook. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day weekend.